Daily Rest, Thursday, August 17th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Abraham's Family Conflict. What profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Genesis 37, verse 26, from the ESV translation. Judah, better late than never. Joseph was one of Jacob's 12 sons. The jealousy of Joseph's brothers convinced them to murder him. Judah, one of the brothers, saw no profit in that. He coldly calculated that Joseph could be gotten rid of by being sold, and then his blood wouldn't be directly on their hands. Later on in Egypt, Joseph found himself in the favor of Pharaoh, the king. God directed Joseph's life so that the brothers would end up coming to Egypt and falling under Joseph's judgment. Joseph was about to take the youngest brother Benjamin as hostage, but Judah wouldn't hear of it. Take me instead, he declared. Genesis 44, verse 33. It is hard to believe that both of these passages are spoken by the same man, Judah, son of Jacob. Certainly, many years and many miles are between these spoken words, but more importantly, he had a change of heart. Do we believe that Judah's noble gesture could in any way make up for his sins of the past? Of course not. Only the blood of Christ can cleanse our record. Jesus offered himself as hostage in our place. He surrendered to his Father's will and suffered hell on the cross in our place. This knowledge of Christ's forgiveness gives us a new lease on life. It also promotes an attitude of forgiveness on our part, both giving and receiving. Judah went from a cold and heartless individual to one ready to lay down his life for another. Jesus' love and forgiveness makes that change in us as well. We may not be able to make up for the sins in our life, but Christ has already taken care of that problem. Because of this, our attitude and actions will reflect that forgiveness toward others. Jesus only can impart balm to heal the smitten heart, peace that flows from sin forgiven, joys that lifts the soul to heaven, faith and hope to walk with God in the way that Enoch trod. The Lutheran Hymnal 342, verse 3. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.